You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Terrific Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolling on with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Still have a lot to do. Our pal Jim Root's going to join us talking college hoops in hour number three in the three-man weave in the Action Network. I want to talk about the SEC and the Big 12. What are we doing with Gonzaga right now? Title odds. Purdue's at plus 900 right now. Tied for the third best odds along with UCLA behind Gonzaga and Duke. I think that's fascinating. So a lot to get into with Jim Root, both games tonight and moving forward in college basketball. We'll do a little NFL Coach of the Year. Well, Bill, stop me if you've heard this before. Bill Belichick's the favorite to win the award. Noobs is going to join us as well in hour number three. Power Hour, Final Hour, all our bets coming up for tonight. And in 20 minutes from now, the most important segment we do all week on You Better You Bet, the game's Ken Barkley, monitoring it as already bet for the week to come in the National Football League. But right now on the show, we welcome in the one, the only, the insane Mr. Mountain West himself, the great Joey Knish, on Twitter at JoeyKnish22. Now, Knish, the rumor is that it took you forever to get back to our executive producer, Scott Lynn, today because you're just now waking up from your hangover from the Lions' big win on Sunday and Michigan winning the Big Ten on Saturday. So what a great weekend for you. What a great weekend for Michigan football in general, both in the pros and, of course, at the collegiate level. How you doing, my friend? Welcome back to the show.
Listen, fellas, got the booster shot yesterday, so Joey K, a little under the weather today. However, when Dan Campbell was 0-10, did he give up and not show up Sunday? No. When Jim Harbaugh was 2-4 last year and they were calling for his head, did he quit? Hell no. So if you think Joey King is missing the Tuesday YBYB at 420, you got another thing coming, baby. Because that's not Detroit. That's not Michigan. No quit around here. And what a weekend it was. The City of Champions. Lions outright, baby, and a Michigan Big Ten title. Oh, my goodness. And Logan, don't forget our friends in Logan, Utah. Mountain West champs, a trifecta of glory. It was an amazing championship weekend.
If only, yeah, by well, the way, if only COVID-19 played defense like Mike Zimmer, I think the world would be in better shape.
Right. A lot going on there. Great weekend, obviously, Knish. You failed to mention great weekend for the Lions, great weekend for Michigan, great weekend for Knish coming on You Better You Bet and giving out the over in the Michigan game, which for somehow, miraculously, was actually featured in Bad Beats last night, I think, on Van Pelt. The over somehow gets there. I mean, when you're watching the second half of that game, do you think you have any chance at the total?
I'm texting as there's like 2 minutes left and it's 35-3 and Harbaugh's in 5 wide running tempo with a lot of the starters still in. If you follow Jim Harbaugh's career, that is what he does. He runs it up shamelessly, unabashedly. If he can bury it into the ground, he's going to do it. So when they punched in that last TD for the 42-3, if you would have told me that Iowa was scoring 3 points, I would have been a bit concerned. But just a great all-time Harbaugh nail in the coffin last TD there to cast the over for us.
Yeah, and I tailed you on that over, so that was a fantastic win for me as well. Absolutely loved it. So, Kanish, without further ado, let's talk about your team in the college football playoff coming up. Man, you're going to be feeling rough on New Year's Day, I have a feeling, because on New Year's Eve, Michigan taking on Georgia in the Orange Bowl in the second of the two college football playoff games. We'll get to Alabama and Cincinnati as we move forward here in this interview. But your team, Michigan, like an 8-point dog right now against Kirby Smart in Georgia, total 43.5. What are the early Knish thoughts here on the Orange Bowl, Michigan against Georgia?
Yeah, you know what? This, I think a lot of, you know, the numbers people and I've talked to had this, you know, around 8.5, 9. This is one I'm just going to let it marinate and see where it goes. If it hits a, if I know there was some early money on the flat sevens that were Georgia out there, I am not going to be able to pass up a Michigan. This is the one I'm running to the window either way. But if I see a Michigan 10, if there's some more money that pushes this upwards, if I see a 10, I got to grab it. I know they're going to be, you know, obviously Georgia's going to have the talent advantage, the defense, all that. But especially with the total here in the 43s, you know, it's not going to be on an indoor. It's going to be a Miami in the front. If I see a 10, that's my buy point. If I see a 10, I'm going to buy some Michigan. But I'm not in a hurry either way. You know, between the clean bill of health that the Michigan's had, the team is fully healthy, and a little bit of what you saw. I'm not going to say Georgia exposed, but you saw what happened when they got behind there with Stetson Bennett. Is he did not have – I'll be interested to see if they bring in some more JT Daniels or what the plan is for them. But for me, I'm going to sit back and wait. 10 will be the buy point. We'll see if it gets there.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
And worth noting, Kirby Smart obviously played in two college football playoff games a few years ago en route to the national title game. Both of them, like, literally basically decided on the final play of the game. So now it'd be interesting to see if Georgia can actually, like, blow out a team in a playoff game. It'd be interesting to see that. A team that has had no trouble blowing out opponents in the college football playoff historically, Alabama, especially Kanish, in the semifinal games against the team that's kind of overmatched from a talent standpoint, that's had a magical season. That's been Washington. That's been Michigan State. The games have tended to play out the same way, boring, and Alabama winning. I'm curious if you think this game against Cincinnati will be the same. So Alabama, a little less than a 2-touchdown favorite, about 13.5. Consensus total, about 58.5. I'm already kind of on record saying I like the under in the game. Any thoughts for you on Alabama Cincy? Will it be more of the same for Saban?
No, then that, you know what? I'll spoil the listener. I'm with you there. If there's a play I like, either playoff game, side or total, the only play I would be interested in getting on right now would be the under in this game. I know there were a couple of rogue 59s out there. Most of the boards painted 58. I'm okay still with 58 playing the under. I think you'll see basically what Bama's going to use is their number one advantage in this game. That's going to be in the trenches. They want to – Robinson should be much healthier. They want to run the ball. There's going to be no Mechie. I think Cincinnati will be fine playing at a snail's pace if Saban wants to go there. I think some of the – no, again, the number stuff will tell you that the 14s that were out there were a little bit high. Do I want to get in front of a Nick Saban coach team with a month off going against an inferior opponent? No, I don't. So – for me, this is the only play of the two games so far that I would want to get on right now would be the under in this game. I think it's going to take some more. I think you'll see, even 56.5, 57. So, hey, the 58s right now, if you can find a 58 and a 59, buy that. I like the under. I agree with you. That's the only one that I'm looking to get on early.
Kanish, let's move to some other bowl games, and let's go to New Year's Day, where we're going to have Kentucky and Iowa in the Citrus Bowl, which I know
is the total in this game like 20. What is the total in this game?
I just have the points spread up here. I'm not sure. I can't imagine the total's extremely high.
Does it start with a two?
Kentucky's a 1.5-point favorite in this game against Iowa. Maybe you've got to play on the total. Maybe it's on the side. What have you got for us here in the Citrus Bowl?
I mean, this one, we're just going to run it right back. We did it, with San Diego State a number of weeks this year when they were running good and then faded them for a number of weeks. I'm going to run right back. I mean, this opened as a dog. Kentucky is a dog in some places. It's taken nothing but UK money. I'm okay if you can get a Kentucky money line here, minus 125, minus 130. I think you saw when Iowa went up against, you know, a good defense here, they had no answers. They had, the offensive play calling was atrocious. They've got no playmakers. I mean, they had a few, wrinkles here that got them the first drive against Michigan, then it was nothing. They couldn't run the ball. They don't have people to throw it up on the outside. And you know what, Kentucky, I think they can do enough. With Wandale Robinson, they've got a little bit more playmakers, obviously, than what I was going to bring to the table. I like it here. If you want to lay it under three, the Kentucky money line, Iowa ran extremely well this year. They had a lot of good matchups. They had a lot of good fortune. You saw it come to roost against Michigan with a burial. Kentucky doesn't have that same, offensive ceiling as a Michigan team does, but I like Kentucky comfortable here. I don't think they have a ton of, NFL opt-out concerns either, so give me big blue here. I think Kentucky should be able to handle an Iowa team that I just don't have a lot of respect for at this point.
I joked, does the total start with the two? I'm being told that the total in the game is between 44.5 and 45. And I mean, really? Like, I might have to bet the under in that game. I don't even bet on a lot of bowl games, but I can't picture any points being scored in that game. Another bowl game, Kadish, I know you have thoughts on. And so our producer, Scott Lynn, in our chat writes that it's the Fenway Bowl. Is it really called the Fenway Bowl? Is it? Who knows? Anyway, SMU is playing Virginia. Virginia, a two-point favorite. Virginia's, I believe, still doing their coaching search right now for who's going to replace Bronco Mendenhall. So Virginia, small favorite in apparently the Fenway Bowl. What do we have here? Very high total in this game, also 72.
The Fenway Park, baby. You're going to be on, the Boston Mass and, the Temple of Boston. One that there should be at least 5,000-6,000 people there in Fenway Park for this electric bowl game. I've seen, I'll say just the early things. Obviously, Virginia's coach, Bronco Mendenhall, resigned. There's been some questions about Brennan Armstrong early, whether, he said some things. He's kind of seeing he's going to dip his toe into the NFL draft process, see who gets hired as Virginia. I am concerned there of what could be, especially if he doesn't play. If Armstrong doesn't play, I think that's good. Obviously, Sonny Dykes leaving for TCU, so you've got, a lot of different coaching turnover in this game. But the number one thing is, if Brennan Armstrong doesn't play, you're going to see this line shoot up. And Virginia's defense was just all-time bad for week after week after week this year. I would be, but this is one that even if Armstrong gets in, I still, have a lean to SMU, but this one, you got to watch it. If Armstrong is out, this is an SMU hammer. Virginia does not have the bag of the only way they've won games this year is to, basically be like 45-42 and then out-shoot. If they don't have Armstrong at quarterback, they won't have the horses to keep up with SMU here. And I would lean, what I've seen early is that Armstrong is not going to play here. So I'm going to take some SMU now, and then if I can stay on top of the news, add some more when I get confirmation that Armstrong's out.
A couple more minutes here with Joey Kanish. Pro Sports Better on Twitter at Joey Kanish 22 with Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. You Better, You Bet, brilliant BetQL Network on this terrific Tuesday. Kanish, let's turn our attention to the professionals here. Thursday Night Football, Steelers and the Vikings. Vikings, of course, licking their wounds after losing to your Lions this past Sunday. Minnesota, 3.5, 3-point favorite in the game. What do you got for us here? Thursday Night Football, Pittsburgh at Minnesota.
I mean, that Mike Zimmer pre-bet defense on the last drive will really go down in the NFL classics of absolutely awful decisions. So it could be letting Jared Goff dink and dunk you down the field for 2 minutes. Some of the issues that the Vikings have had is they get no pass rush anymore. They have injuries on the defensive line. They're not getting any pass rush. Now Adam Thielen's hurt. They weren't able to really make any, explosive plays against a Lions defense, which is obviously lacking a lot of talent. I can't get to, and listen, I have not been a Steelers guy for most of the year here. I can't get to 3.5. I mean, with the 3.5s out here, I cannot get there whatsoever. I think, if anything, the best unit on the field in this game is unquestionably the Steelers defense, especially now that, Watt's back and healthy and playing well. This is one that, the totals come down a little bit. Now you're seeing 44s. I think the Steelers are very, very live in this game. I'm okay buying the 3.5 right about now. I would not be surprised to win them outright. I am on a total Viking fade at this point from a health standpoint, and I think the Zimmer train is got to be over with here. And you get enough plays out of Big Ben, before he hangs it up to be able to compete in this game. But give me the Steelers. Give me the 3.5.
Kanish, we got about 2-3 minutes left here. We can move to Sunday just for one question. Nick and I spent the first hour of the show talking about, obviously off of that train wreck of a Monday night football game, Buffalo's next game, Buffalo-Tampa Bay, probably the game of the week, and then probably the next game of the week, Arizona-Rams Monday night football next Monday. Any early thoughts? You know, just could you be a lean, but the two by far biggest games of the week, both about field goal spreads, Tampa favored by a field goal against Buffalo, Arizona favored by a field goal against the Rams. We can do that in about 90 seconds.
You know, I keep just not wanting to quit this Buffalo team. In terms of, you know, like, I don't believe that even though the results are not true, they keep underwhelming. I still think that they have the – I mean, last night's game, obviously a lot of weather factors that they there to make it play out like it did, which I think was not advantageous for them. I know there was some Tampa bias, some sharp people on Tampa this morning to push that across 3.5. That's another one that I'm going to go back to the well on the Bills here at 3.5. If I can get a 3.5 minus 110, which I think it's trending that way, I'm going to go Bills again. I know it sets up well for them. I think it's a much better matchup. Obviously, they won't have the weather concerns. The Tampa secondary still dealing with a bunch of injuries. In that one, I'm not going to quit the Bills. This might be the game where they say they either got to get right or the season's going to totally go off the rails here. So I'm going to take some Bills up against the wall with a 3.5 going against Tampa there, just because I'm not ready to put the nail in the coffin for this Bills season just yet.
Kanish, like 10 seconds here. Any desire to play your Lions as big dogs on the road in Denver this week?
I don't like Teddy Bridgewater, so if you want to go the Lions now that they're hot, I'd take it. It's the only side I play, because the Broncos' offense is, in a word, atrocious. Give me the Leos again, baby. Back-to-back win. Danny's hot.
Are the Lions hot right now?
I mean, this is about as hot as it gets for Detroit in December. It's one win in a row.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I was gonna maybe lukewarm, but close enough to hot. Kanish, we love you, buddy. He is on Twitter at JoeyKanish22. Be sure to shoot him a follow on Twitter. Kanish, good luck with the bets this weekend. Good luck Thursday night, especially because we're on the same side. And we will catch up with you next week here on You Better You Bet.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoyed it as always.
That's our pal Joey Kanish joining us here on the show. How about Kanish, a little lukewarm, speaking of that word, on Michigan coming up in the playoff game against Georgia? Doesn't sound like he likes them that much in that game.
It's just tough. Like, it's, I mean, you know, conditions are, like, for all the bluster, Kanish, a really smart guy. He also has a lot, you know, talks to a lot of people who make numbers. Like, Georgia was just 7 against Bama. Like, Michigan's going to be really be 7 against, like, it's just, it's tough. It's tough to know that you're not getting any value on the team and then to still want to show up and play them. That's tough.
Yeah, well, I bet Michigan, so we'll see how that goes.
Doesn't mean they can't win. I hope it'll they win. I really do.
It'd be a fun way to close my gambling year with a loss on Michigan when Georgia pulverizes them, beats them by 30. Quick break here, and on the other side, the games that Ken Barkley has already bet for Week 14 in the National Football League and the games he's monitoring, the entry points he's looking for. NFL bets for this weekend on the other side, courtesy of Ken Barkley here on You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.